Okay, Psalm 39. It's a psalm, an interesting psalm. As I read it through last night, I thought, sure, and I'm going to open through with this psalm this morning, sure. And because we only read half of it for the reading today. So I'm going to use it anyway. It's a song, a psalm of murmuring. The good thing about it is the psalmist captures God's heart. Because at least he's talking to the right person. If you're going to murmur, don't murmur to your spouse. Don't murmur to your friends. Murmur to God. Talk it over with him. Your friends can't fix it. They can't really come through for you. The deepest longings in your heart, your friends aren't going to fix it. Your spouse might even make it worse. So, because now you've been vulnerable. Sometimes they make it better, but sometimes... but can make it worse. Don't call your kids. Call God. He's the one to talk to. And the psalmist comes to the conclusion that his hope isn't in the circumstances, but his hope is really only in God. So there is a good verse, and that's verse 7. And that's what I want to share from this morning. And Pat will give you the verse to put up. This is from the New Living. It says, "And so, Lord, where do I put my hope?" Aha! My hope, my only hope, is in not me, not the circumstances, not other people coming through for me, not the government coming through for me. But my only hope is in you. How apropos
indeed.
For today, for this group of people sitting in this room, who I know, as we are experiencing, whoa, those retirement funds that we had counted on, you know, they're shrinking a little tiny bit. More than a little tiny bit. I can't think on that, or I get too uptight. My only hope is in God, and He's really taking care of us. And He's caring for us. My hope in the King James, the word hope means, and it talks about, he equates it with waiting on the Lord, and it means my only hope is binding together by twisting. I need to be bound together with you, and that's where my hope's going to be. I am to look patiently for you, Lord. Not at anything else, but I keep my eyes fixed on Him. It means to tarry, but not just to tarry. It means to tarry with expectation. And it's more of a word than just wait. We just think of waiting in America today, you just wait. No. It's a binding together by twisting expectantly, looking forward to God coming through for us or taking care of us in the circumstance, right? So he was talking to the right person. The psalmist was talking to the only person that could fix it. And we need to take a lesson from the psalmist. God, you're the only one that can fix it. So let's keep our communication open with him and be in intimacy and intimate contact with him as we go through the stress that some of us are facing these days. Matthew Henry writes a commentary on this psalm, and it's very interesting. I love the terminology that he uses. He says, it's to be sitting loose from things here below.
Wow.
Sitting loose. And I thought, wow, you know, he wrote that a long time ago, but sitting loose, don't hold on. Don't hold on. It's all shifting sand. Don't hold on. Sit loose. And as we look for that city whose builder and maker is God. So I thought, gee, I like you, Matthew Henry. I think we'll have a chat about that when I get there where you are. Amen. So let's stand and let's put our hope in Him as we say this verse together. And so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you. Amen.